Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, my friend?
I just, went up to Interview again since I really had fun interviewing people.
For sure.
So, dude, what time is it in your time right now?
Right now here in Toronto, Ontario, it is 6:36 p.m.
It's night or.
Yeah, evening time. Yeah, sorry, 6 p.m. Yeah. Whereabouts are you exactly?
So yeah, I'm actually like wait. Do you like living in America? If you live in America, it's 12
No,
hours.
I live in Canada.
Oh, so it is. Here it's just 6 in the morning.
No, in the evening, 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, I know, but in my time, it's 6 in the morning.
Oh, it's 6 a.m. So whereabouts are you exactly?
Asia.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, I just
So have
woke
you?
up. That's why I just checked the time, and I'm probably it's 6 in the evening in your time. Then
So about a 12-hour difference, I guess.
12 hour difference. That's why I don't call people at night.
Makes sense, I guess, for sure.
Yeah, because if I call people at night, like I once called a guy 6 at the evening, and because I didn't think, and then I heard that it was 6 in the morning there, and he just is like I need more sleep.
For sure. And that's one thing you're gonna find, I guess, right? Especially if you're calling the States and Canada, I guess.
Yeah, there's like t a lot of time space, and I called another guy once. It was 2 o'clock at night, so he couldn't answer. It was 2 or 3 o'clock at night.
That's it. You might find those people because at times I'm awake, I guess until late, but it really depends. Because yesterday I was awake, but I just couldn't take calls because I was just in my bed. But I wasn't taking calls, unfortunately.
I just
So how are you liking the app?
I'm really, really loving it, because first I just thought that I was gonna interview someone and all that, but then I actually spent 40 minutes on the app checking out radio stations, checking my notifications without even quitting the app for once. For 40 whole minutes.
That's really good. That's what I've noticed for myself and a lot of people, like more than even put, not to say people are putting out content, but you just want to listen at times, right? And just go notifications and all of that, like you said, because there's
Yeah.
so many amazing stations.
Like there's some like for every genre. Stations for every genre. Comedy. Are you looking for horror? There's horror. Are you like you're looking for gaming? There's gaming. Like there's every station. At least
That's so true, I agree.
one thing. Like we like live in a planet. Did you hear of that station?
Yes, we're connected, yeah.
Oh, me too. So did you like talk to him? He's a really good guy, right?
Yeah, 100%. All of them are good people for sure. I'm listening to stations that I would not have thought about before. Like to listen to that type of content.
Me
Like it
too.
doesn't matter what it's about. Like it's like I'm intrigued. I'm interested because the way that they're speaking and their passion and all of that.
I know. Also, like, honestly, we live in a planet. It's just so positive. Like, I asked him, like, how do you be too like positive? Because, and then he says that he like meditates. He practices meditation and all that. He like can also like lucid dream. Lucid dreaming. Yeah, I love
Yeah,
that.
but that's Patrick. Like, he's amazing. Another person you should check out is Bright Beautiful World. She's amazing.
I'll check her
There's
out.
so many stations. And check out, if you haven't checked it out, check out Ank. You know KT, right? Because I know you connected with him, Kevin Touch. So
Okay.
he has Anchor Nation. And right now, oh, but I don't know if you'll be able to see the shutouts because I don't think if you're not following them, but the shutouts you can't see. But you're gonna realize you're gonna see a lot of echoes. And I don't know if you've already been. That's how you've been connecting. But look for the echoes on other stations and just click on their station and see what they're about. And a lot of us are connected. Like all these people, like that one person you named and KT, like we're all connected since the beginning for sure.
Yeah, like, I just, like echoed, you know, Weird AF News. I just checked them off. It's just yes. funny. Like what he like talks about is just really funny in a way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
That's why I love
it. And that's what I love, like, there's a lot of creators, like, people that sing and people that create beats and mixes, like, it's pretty amazing, like, all the different, just everybody being themselves, that's what I love about it. And some people just trying, right? Even yourself, I guess, to a point, you're just trying out the app, who knows what you might come up with, right, down the road, that'll be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I just might get famous, like, really famous with the app.
And we talk about it, like, anything's possible, especially on this app, because it's still fairly new. It's been out for a bit now, but it's still growing, you know what I mean? So, sky's the limit, that's my opinion. It's really all on you, what you do with it, I guess.
I know, right? But, like, yeah, it's actually on the best apps list, that's why I like, installed it first. I didn't first know what it is, and then I just read about it. It was really cool, honestly. Just like the app scene really quick. That's why. So dude, like do you like play video games or watch any TV shows? Just wondering.
TV I sort of stopped watching, but I'm into games. If anything, I'm just into sports games. So Canada, of course, we're known for hockey, so I'm a big hockey fan, basketball game, baseball, like all the sports games pretty much.
And except
and then TV yep.
And like except like sports games, like do you like play GTA 5 or?
Oh, there you go. That's probably the one game because I still remember the first GTA when it came out, and then I stuck with that. So yeah, GTA. I'm not too much into like all the other games, but yeah, GTA I've played some of those games, and that's about it to be honest. Like I've played a lot less, but I know about the video games and so on, and I can still have a decent conversation because I know about some of the games. I just don't play it. And then besides that, TV-wise, I don't really watch TV anymore, just movies. Like, me and my wife watch a lot of movies, for sure.
So, do you watch any, like, Rick and Morty, or South Park, or Family Guy, or something?
I have, 100%. Like, I don't watch it anymore, I'll be honest. It's just that I'm spending more time doing other stuff. But 100%, like, I'll still put it on once in a while, a Family Guy, or Simpsons, even. Like, that's still a classic, of course, that's still going on. All these cartoons and even these older shows that are on Netflix now, like yeah. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like all these different ones, right? So Netflix yeah. is pretty cool because instead of me watching TV shows, if I'm on Netflix, just if I'm eating or doing something, I'm not really like that type of person because I might get addicted to it. Like I'll get into that show. But yeah, Family Guy was a big one. Me and my wife were watching that for a while, like every day pretty much.
Yeah, but like when I like joined Netflix, I did one, so I founded BoJack Horseman. Do you know BoJack Horseman?
No, I don't. I don't think I checked out that one.
Oh, I'll check it out. It's really good, actually. It's, like, really funny.
What is it about? Funny? Comedy?
Like, so, it's kind of like R-rated, but whatever. So, it's, like, about, like, a horse getting kind of depressed after being famous, but then in a way, he is acting to be happy too, and it's just, I mean, you will understand the...
Once I see it, I guess. And yeah. What is it called again? BoJack?
BoJack Horseman. BoJack Horseman.
Okay. BoJack Horseman. I might check that out for sure.
Yeah, it's really good though, I mean. But you might get kind of too into it too, because I like watched the whole episodes. I like finished the whole seasons. Even of South Park, I finished.
Like, yeah, I know about South Park. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, did you watch Narcos? Narcos.
No, and like I said, I've heard about all these shows. The only reason I don't watch because once I start, I know I have to finish, and it takes up so much of my time. That's why I just like hearing it from others, so I have an idea of what types of shows they are. But the especially the newer shows that came out, especially the last few years, I probably haven't watched for sure.
Oh, so you don't like to spend too much time on TV, and you, instead of TV,
yeah.
you like spend time, you know, with your friends or
Right. Not even friends. Well, friends I did, but a lot less. Mainly, I'll be honest, it's just social media. That's all I've been doing. Just positive. That's what I generally do. Like, I always have my phone in my hand, and now it's on Anchor, of course, majority of it. But all my other social media platforms, that's what I primarily do. And then when I get chance in the evening or when I have spare time, like I said, me and my wife will sit down and maybe watch a movie or something like that. And that's pretty much it, to be honest. But majority of my time is on my phone.
Okay, I'll tell you what I did too. I just watch YouTube and Anchor. I just like watch YouTube top 10s and all that, you know?
Do you have like a YouTube channel also?
Okay, so here's the story. First, I had a YouTube channel. I was gonna post some good stuff. I already had my camera set up and had my stuff set up, but then... So I was playing a game, but then the microphone just decided to like break at the time. Right when I'm recording. Mm-hmm. So when I uploaded it, there was no sound of me, my commentary speaking. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why the microphone just broke at that time. So now I just, I still have videos on my phone, but I just don't want to, you know, show my face to YouTube. It's just kind of uncomfortable. Even if I like get famous, there's going to be everyone. Like, you know, there's gonna be every type of person knowing my face. At least on Instagram, if I'm famous, you know, they won't know my face, but they will just I'll still be famous even though they don't know my face on Instagram. So I do have an Instagram, for though. Sure.
You do have Instagram. That's perfect. Because, yeah, I know a lot of people on Anchor, they're using, especially I've heard all the platforms, but they like using Instagram. Because I don't know if you know this, but you know when you post your segment on Anchor, you could actually put a link to your whatever site or whatever social media, and you could actually click on it, and it takes you to the link while your segment is still playing. So it's pretty cool. And you could also put the link in the comments. So if you put, like, your Instagram link in the comment, like, let's say, one of your segments, yeah, and you could actually click on that, and it'll actually take everybody there. So it's so easy.
Wait, do you use Instagram? Maybe like...
Yeah, I use everything. Yeah, Instagram for sure.
That's good. Maybe I could like give you my Instagram, and you could like give me like...
100%. 100%.
Okay.
It's mine is Positive Vibes.
Positive Vibes.
Yeah.
I'll just check it right now.
For sure.
Yeah, Positive Vibes.
_.
Okay. Now it
looks 10. _101.
Positive Vibes. _101.
There you go. And it has the letter P, like a hashtag, and then a big P in the middle.
Okay, Positive Vibes. 101. Okay, I found it.
For sure. And then I'll see if I let others know, because there's a lot of people like on Anchor that are on Instagram, right? And that's how you can maybe connect with people as well. That's what I love about it, that you could be doing your Anchor, but it helps on the other platforms because people from Anchor are already on other platforms. So they want to see like what you're all about or what you're doing, or let's say the people that are showing their face and things of that nature. So it gives them a better idea about what people are doing. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe I do, like, okay, I'll just give you my personal account. It's M-E-R-T.
Do you run? One second. Let me pull it up here. Pull it up on my other phone. And this is Instagram, right?
Lost followers. Now it's 487. It was 500.
That's all.
It was like 590 now. I just lost... I keep losing followers.
So that's okay, my friend. If I could give you any advice, like that's one thing I know I was doing in the beginning. I was looking at my following and followers and likes and all that. My just feedback, if I were to give any, don't worry about that. Just keep doing your thing, like whatever you're all about or whatever you're posting. And trust me, that will all work out in the end for sure.
Okay, I will. So it's M-E-R-T.
M-E-R-T.
E-R-L-E-R.
E-R-E.
No.
L-R.
Yeah, E-R-L-E-R. 41.
E-R-L-E-R. Okay. Yeah. 41. Meddler. Okay. 4-2-1?
Yes. No, 4-1.
Oh, 41. 4-1, I see it now. Okay, there we go.
It says it's signed.
Perfect.
It says, like, it's signed. Did you find
okay,
it?
Okay, so I found it. I followed you from my other station as well. Because I have two profiles. One is for my podcast, which I'm starting, and I'll follow you eventually for my other one. Okay. But for now, I followed you from Positive Vibes Podcast. Positive Vibes Influence should be called.
Okay, yeah, I see you.
So that's perfect.
So
there you go.
Okay, we just also. So I was joking around, you know. By the way, I heard that on Instagram, if you put too much kind of fast jokes, it could get you in trouble, right? Even though it's just a joke.
Like, it really depends. From my understanding, it's if people complain, right? Or if there's really negative, like hateful stuff possibly, right? But I think it's more on the people. Like if they tag something, like you know how they could tag and complain, I guess, right?
Yeah, but...
like I guess it gives you an option.
Like, also sometimes I just did hashtag, you know, I was like doing hashtags because I do lots of hashtags that I actually, you know, found all this people who's like, you know, hating other religions and doing hashtag I hate blush, blah, blah, and then, oh, anti, blah, blah, blah. They're just doing this.
And that's what I mean. Like, I guess it really depends. Like, if Instagram catches it or if people complain, if they could actually get those ones taken down. Because I've seen it in the past. Like, certain hashtags won't work or certain sites, I mean, certain Instagram pages have been shut down. And Instagram sometimes audit, meaning that, you know how sometimes you might have a follower, but they're a ghost follower. Like, they're not even on Instagram or posting or doing anything. Right. So that's why sometimes, you know, when you were talking about your followers, sometimes that might even go lower because they clean it up. And I think they usually do it at least once a year.
Yeah. Also, sometimes people follow you and then after you just follow them back because you like their content. After a bit, like a few days, they just unfollow you because it's like a game. They just, you know, trick you.
And that's not going to stop, unfortunately. And that's where I learned. Like, I'll be honest, in the beginning, that's all I was looking at. Followers, following, follow for follow, like for like, all that stuff, right? But what I've learned, I'll be honest, is what anchors, like, I could show people now, this is what it's about. I learned after, like, the first few months I was on social media. And I still looked at it at times, but I got better and better at it. I realized this is what it's about, the connecting and engaging. So I don't really focus. I try my best not to focus on who's following me and who's not following me, because that's not my concern. I can't force them to do anything, right? I could only put out my content. And that's what I was saying to you. Just keep doing your thing. Figure out what you're all about, what you want to do. If you're just having fun, you're just figuring it out. But I like, again, I'm saying that, but figure it out on your own. Like, you'll realize as things go on, I feel, what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Because everyone's different, I guess.
Yeah, because I got too addicted to counting my followers after I got, like, always every day like 100 and 100, but I didn't do like for like though. When I was in the past, I was, you know, doing like for like. I just didn't want to cheat this time. I didn't want to cheat my way to fame by doing like
exactly.
So it's doing hashtags cheating if I do like
no. Hashtags is legitimate, right? Now, again, I'll leave it to you, like, to figure out the follow for follow, because that's where it comes, right? That usually follow for follow is more of, like, they don't really, might not really be looking at your content. They just want more followers, right? So that's why when you use, my opinion, use the hashtags 100%. And I think there's like 29 or 30 total you could use. If you want, use the max, right? And you could change it up. But my opinion, use other hashtags, right? That you could really find people to possibly connect with. So I wouldn't recommend, personally, I wouldn't recommend using those type of hashtags, like the follow for follow and F for F and those type of things. Use like different things, gaming, sports, like whatever you want, movies, like those type of things, to actually find the people that you could even connect with, and maybe they could connect with you as well.
You know, like on Instagram, I posted a photo where it says command what you see. Double tap and command what you see. I made a joke there, because when you double tap, you know, so something really funny. Okay.
Mhm. Mhm.
So, you know, and then there was zero commands. There was like zero commands. So then I felt like they just didn't care about the content. So and they just, I mean, like when they like when I be interested in a photo, and it says read that and then type what you see. I just type what I see. I don't like. I like give like a feedback to the joke. I don't just
exactly.
You know, just like exactly. It and just leave. I actually like take my time on it. So
exactly. And I think that's the best way. Just be you, right? Like, don't try your best, right? It's not easy. Like, even me, I still look at other people and how they're reacting to me or not. But do, like, you learn as you go. And that's why I've learned over time. It wasn't like over one day, that you just need to do yourself, like, meaning, like, whatever you want to do and how you interact. But try your best not to really focus on the other people, because their intentions might be different, right? Everybody's intentions are different, but we can't really read their mind, unfortunately, right? And that's why I like Anchor to a point, and why I think other people like it, is because it's your voice. You could somewhat hear, like, of course people could be fake if they wanted to, but generally they have to be fake all the time then, right? Whereas if someone's on Anchor, it's their voice. They have to sort of be themselves, right? Again, unless they're going to be fake all the time on voice, which is more work compared to posting and then being fake that way, let's say.
Honestly, just, you know, we're talking about this right now, you know, it's actually hard to be, like, not, like, fully not be, like, judgmental, but, like, every time, fully.
Mm-hmm. Like, and what I will say, I'll be honest, is that it's a process, right? Like, I know me, my concept, let's say, is, you know, that I wear the mask and I don't judge a book by its cover. I still know to a point that it's there, even though I've been working on myself, like, properly working on myself for 5 years, I'm still not where I need to be, right? I still get thoughts in my head. I think it's just working at it, like consistent, who you want to be as a person, trial and error. You're going to make mistakes, regret stuff. You're going to do so many different things, but it's all a learning process. That's my opinion, right? As long as you have that small percentage in your head that, hey, I want to do something better, or this is how I want to be, or all of that stuff, whatever you want to create, you will eventually get there. And unfortunately, what I learned, like, I know how I was before. I used to notice, or not notice, assume a lot of stuff. Because there could be people looking at you or writing stuff to you or saying things to you or whatever it is, but you might take it out of the wrong way. And other ways, they might be ill intentions, right? But again, my opinion, you just have to be yourself, do what you feel is right, and everything, in my opinion, in the long run, will always work out.
Yeah, like, you know, I did not, like, practice for this talk, and I just called you right now, but I'm not, like a person who's just not, like, talking, so I can, like, still talk by myself, even though
exactly.
I didn't, like, practice for anything, or I didn't read any lines or something like that. I'm just talking from my heart.
Thank you. And I think that's the best way, and that's what I've seen, and you probably heard it already, right, on other stations. That's how I think. Now, some people are doing it properly, right? I've seen a few where they're actually like a full podcast. Like, they have a script. They know what they're talking about and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I like this more. This is how a lot of us are that I connected with on Anchor. They're just doing it on top of their head, right? They might be creating the whole podcast and their image and everything. I know I've been working on that, but it's more on the top of my head, right? And I think to a point, that's the best way to go. But you might realize for yourself, like, let's say 6 months in, that, hey, I want to do something more scripted, right? That maybe it's something new that you want to try. But I think what you're doing is perfect. Just engage, connect. That's what many of us have done since we came on the platform, and to figure out if it works for us or not. If something works, wonderful. If it doesn't, then you move on to the next thing, for sure.
And also, if you do it from a script, there's two problems. Number one, you're just not going to have fun, and it's going to be like a job. It's not going to be just for fun. And the second one is, it's just going to take a lot of time to do it, like you're in a job or something. So just do it from your mind, so you can actually have fun. Because when you use Facebook, do you just write something from your mind, or do you write it from a script?
For me, yeah, and that's what I mean. Like me, I know I just write, and many of us do, right? Of course, that we just write. And that's what I mean. I guess everybody's different, because imagine if somebody has their own business, right? That might be a little bit different if they're creating a whole podcast. But like I said, others are like myself and you and so many others that are just learning as we go. But who knows, maybe 1 year into my anchor or my podcast, I might feel like, hey, I think scripted might work. But I do agree, like I can see both sides of it. For me, I know it, and for you, it sounds like it script doesn't work, right? And for me, especially, I know for myself, because I've been doing Positive Vibes for 5 years, I haven't scripted anything, right? It was always with my gut and what I wanted to do and what I felt was right, and trial and error and all of that stuff. But I'm just glad to hear that you're testing it out, you're in this, and hopefully everything works out for you. Knowing you're on those other social media platforms, I just think that Anchor, just continue to do what you're doing. You're going to get more advice and maybe topics to talk about. You're going to find like it looks like you're into gaming and maybe shows. You're going to find so many people that are probably into the exact same thing and know about the shows and maybe different type of conversations for sure.
Like, sweet, so you said that you joined 5 years before, right?
For Positive Vibes. So Anchor, I just joined October 30th. Well, what I should say is I joined Anchor when it first came out roughly. That was about, I think, in 2015.
Oh.
So that's when I got into Anchor. But Anchor was completely different. So they call that Anchor 1.0, right? And this one that we're on, they call it Anchor 2.0. But Anchor 1.0 was really different. It was more of, it wasn't sort of a podcast format. It was more, they did have the claps, but it was more of a recording. And I think you could have people on, and that was it pretty much, right? But I didn't really stick with it because I guess at that time I wasn't really intrigued by it too much. But I was on my other platforms 5 years ago, like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's when I started 5 years. Anchor, though, like fully like this podcast I'm doing now, I just started October 30th. And many of the people I believe that I'm connected with, they started this year.
Oh, me too. And I actually am very, very new to the Anchor. I mean, I just joined before yesterday, so I'm not like a pro at this stuff. A recording, I just...
And I think you're going to be surprised in yourself that you're going to figure out a lot of stuff fairly quickly. The more, I guess, not even the more time you spend, even if you spend a little time every day, you're going to figure it out. Because I know me, because I was already doing my other platforms, when I saw Anchor, that's it. I was putting full-time effort, not even effort. It was just like coming easy to me, right? Because I love the connecting and engaging, like this type of conversation, right? This is what a lot of us love. We just want to learn from others or listen to others or, you know, go back and forth and have a conversation, which is not easy all the time, even if you have friends and family at times, right? Because they might be busy or you might not be able to talk. So imagine just on Anchor, pick up the phone, like you said, call someone or message someone if they want to talk, and that's it. You're good to go.
But, dude, I mean, there is only one problem at Anchor, and it's the thing that how long you do this, it's the how deep you are in right now. So, like, like how long you do Anchor, it means how long that, like, right now you're underground. That means that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because always it's just going to improve and improve, and there's going to be more users and more users, so you're going to... like did like deeper and deeper and deeper all the time, the app improves.
100%, 100%. And that's why we're all looking forward to seeing what the future holds for everybody, right? Like the people on the app, are they going to stick on the app? Are they still going to continue doing what they're doing? And so many people have so many ideas that we're already listening to, right? About what they want to do in the new year. And of course, people are already talking about when is Anchor 3.0 going to come out, which they're going to call it, possibly. And what are the new features? Are they going to change things up? So it's going to be intriguing. And that's why I know a lot of us, we're just enjoying it day after day. Like me, I enjoy just picking up my phone, going on Anchor and seeing those calls, right? Seeing those comments, those echoes, like all of that stuff, right? And just right away, just getting into it to connect and engage and just seeing what everybody else is up to.
But I'll just give you an example. So, you know, man, the internet was out, right? The internet, World Wide Web, and then we all enjoyed it. I mean, I wasn't there at the past, but some other people, they just enjoyed it. But then it stayed there for maybe 10 years, or like until this time, And now there's the the like dark web and the deep web. So I mean, Anchor also might stay for like 10, 15 years. And then there might be kind of things starting to go around Anchor. Like after this 15 years of Anchor being gone. Like
it's possible. Hey, there you go, all of them, right? Like some of them got lucky, like to a point, right? Because Facebook was sort of the, Twitter was even there, right? So Twitter was the whole thing. Facebook sort of benefited from Twitter, I guess, right? Because Twitter was already there. So all of these other social media platforms, some of them, they benefited because something was already there and this intrigued them. So Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, right? But you're right, this is like the first audio app that I've seen, right? Yeah. Like that it's as easy as picking up your phone, talk, and post it on Apple iTunes if you want, right? Make an episode or Google. So yeah, it is going to be intriguing because this is one of the first audio apps. So is it going to take 10, 15 years for it to really kick off? Or are we going to be surprised? Because remember, voice is really picking up now because with Alexa and with Google, you know, on all of that. So it will be intriguing what Anchor comes up with. And who knows, what if Anchor, so like I thought about this, what if they team up with Snapchat? What if they team up with Facebook? Or what if they team up with like another big social media? That would just kick it off even like quicker, I guess, right? Than what it possibly would take. So it's going to be intriguing. That's my thing. Like it's going to be really, really interesting.
But also, like, sometimes it's kind of tiring because, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, I was going to tell you this. Normally, YouTube, like, when, like, YouTube first started in 2005, okay? It was, a dating application. And then, after a few years, it starts being a bit, then they changed the idea to the video application because YouTube wasn't being used a lot at that time. So then, you know PewDiePie, the most famous YouTuber?
No.
Oh, no. He has the most subscribers in the world. He was on the Guinness World.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, okay.
Like, he joined with 15 subscribers and now he has... How much subscribers he had? You might not believe me, though. I mean, if you just...
No, I'll believe you. If you're checking, then I'll believe you for sure.
Yeah. Okay, right now. Wait. Now, PewDiePie. No. It's not PewDiePie. Okay, PewDiePie. Okay, he has 58,708,666. So, 58,708. Wow. 1,666.
That's crazy. And he was probably on there from the beginning, pretty much, right?
Yes.
I would assume.
That's why. I mean, just check him out. He's really good.
For sure.
I mean, he does swear a lot, though. I mean, you know, if you're with, like, a kid or something, just don't watch it in front of a kid.
Exactly.
Because he swears for sure. A lot. Like, low.
No worries, good to know.
So, but still, he's like pretty fun to watch. His videos, like pretty funny, his jokes and all that.
For sure, 100%. Alright, so I have to go right now, because I have to step out.
Okay.
But this was a nice conversation, over 30 minutes. Look, you don't even know where the time goes, for sure, when you're on these calls sometimes. Just time flies, for sure. But keep doing your thing. I know I put this out for so many people. If you have any questions, you could always ask me. I know there's so many people you're going to connect with. Like you said, we live on a planet, Patrick, and then Kevin Touch, and there's so many others you're going to connect with. But just reach out. Like, everybody's here to just help one another, for sure.
I guess then we can connect later. It was fun. I'll just post.
I will. Well, now that I'm connected with you on Instagram, we could always link there, right? Because at times, like I said, I'm working on my other social media feeds and my other content and all of that. So we'll try to see if we could connect again tonight. If not, then hopefully soon for sure.
So you mean tonight it's going to be like in my time tonight or in your time tonight?
Well, my time, because I'm already tonight, right, I guess. So possibly tonight, we'll see. Like your time, morning, I guess, or early afternoon, we'll see. But if not, then we'll make a plan for another time. But But again, like I said, we will get on the call again for sure. But we'll try to see. I doubt it will happen today, I'll be honest with you, because I have a few things to do. But again, just keep doing your thing, and we're connecting on Instagram. So just message me there if you're free, and then I can also see if I'm free as well.
Then I'm just going to post this as soon as, like, the recording ends. Is it okay with you?
Sounds good. Yeah, 100%. If you want to record it, I mean, post it. Because usually I'll give you a little tip, because usually, like, I would tell you, hey, we don't want to post this or something like that. And same thing with the call-in. I don't know if you noticed. Like, sometimes if you call into a station, if you don't want someone to post it, just write private message and they won't post it, right? It's almost like a goodwill type of, not a goodwill, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Like they will, you know, respect your wishes, right? If you write private message, no one will do it. But this call, no doubt about it, you could go ahead and post it.
Okay, then also, you know, we can like, you know, have some calls that also does like not like need to be posted, right? Sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, then, see you later.
All right.
Yes, goodbye.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.